Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hey, this is Candy, and I am so glad you're listening to this episode. Now, I just want to take a quick moment right now to let you know about my free Coaches Toolkit. In it, I share with you many resources, tools, and things that you can use to launch and grow your coaching business. So if you're looking for better ways to get started as a coach and sign clients, then this free Coaches Toolkit is for you. These could be the missing link to help you solve everyday challenges and access highly effective ideas in all areas of becoming a fully booked coach. And the best part about these tools is that they are completely free and my gift to you for being a valued member of my community and a subscriber to the show. You can get access to all of the resources contained inside the Coach's Toolkit today by clicking the link in the episode notes or texting the word coach to 1-844-246-6259. That's the word coach to 1-844-246-6259. Go ahead and register today, get access to all those resources, and I'm going to see you on the inside. Now, here is today's episode. It is weird, and it's so odd that it is so difficult to explain what coaching is. I think it's because it's still a relatively new field, and many people have heard the word coach or life coach, but they don't really know what it means. They equate the word coach with a sports coach or some kind of driving coach or a football coach, but a life coach, a wellness coach, a leadership coach, they play different roles, and that creates the confusion. So here's an example of a conversation that many coaches have had, and I'm curious if you've ever experienced something like this too. So you're at an event, maybe you're at a party, and you're talking to somebody, and you find yourself telling them about becoming a coach. I'm going to be a coach, and I'm going to start growing my coaching business, and I'm signing clients, and it's just the best thing ever. And then they look at you and they say, so what exactly is coaching? And in response, you might find yourself fumbling and mumbling and kind of getting sweaty palms and red in the face as you try to find an explanation that makes sense to somebody who's never experienced coaching before. Maybe your response sounds something like this. Coaching is really great. We talk and I ask you questions and then eventually you have a transformation and life becomes so fulfilling and it's just awesome. And at the same time, as your mouth is saying those words, in your mind, you are thinking to your head, oh my gosh, you're kidding me. I'm an intelligent person and a well-trained coach. Why can't I get my foot out of my mouth? I sound like I don't even know what I'm talking about. I sound like an idiot. You know, it's funny because my stomach actually is kind of tensed up as I was writing that and reading it to you, because I used to have the same challenge too. And, you know, you remember those experiences. And that's one of the reasons for this episode. I want to make it easier for you too. I never had a great way of explaining coaching. And the people that I trained with basically said, listen, the easiest way is for you to give somebody an experience of coaching. And while I agree that an experience of coaching is an amazing way for somebody to really get it, you also sometimes need to be able to explain it too, right? So I'm going to tell you that right now, only waiting until you can give somebody an experience of coaching and never actually telling people about it is really not the best approach. It's guaranteed to slow down your business growth. It's guaranteed to make you feel still uncomfortable talking to people about doing something that's new, that you're excited about, and that you know you're meant to be doing. So I learned this explanation a few years ago, and I learned it, and it was freely shared with me, and I want to share it with you too. Now, unfortunately, I don't remember the name of the person who shared it with me, or I would quote them and give them credit, but do know that this isn't my explanation. So if you like it, make it yours. If for some reason I do find the person, I'll come back and add it to the episode notes. So for explaining coaching, we use an example. We love stories because we're made to understand stories and it helps us get the concept better. So let's talk about the somebody who wants to learn how to ride a bike. So if you went to a therapist and you wanted to learn how to ride a bike, you would find yourself sitting in a chair looking at the bike with your therapist. You might speak about all the times you tried to ride in the past and that it never worked. You might look at the dirt on the tires and remember the time that you fell over. You might remember feeling kind of upset because you kept falling off and skinning your knees. It was embarrassing and painful. And people might laugh at you and tease you. And eventually you gave up. Now, you're seeing this therapist because you avoid bikes all the time. And in fact, you turn around and you walk away when you see a bike. You would talk about those feelings. You would speak about that situation and how painful it was. And the therapist would help you using their many skills and expertise. So through examining the past, they would encourage you and support you in your healing journey so that you could be around a bike and actually not feel so triggered. Now, if instead you went to a consultant to learn how to ride a bike, the consultant would interview you. They might ask you all kinds of things like, how do you want to ride this bike? Do you want to be on trails or on the road? Will you be in the city? What kind of weather will it be? Will you ride in all seasons or only in sunny weather? Do you want to use it for exercise, for fun, commuting? So they're going to ask you all kinds of very specific questions. Then they're going to take that bike away and they're going to take it apart and they're going to analyze it. They're going to examine all the aspects. They're going to look at the gears, look at the brakes, look at the tires, look at the handlebars, and they're going to return and give you a very comprehensive report. And it's probably going to be about 500 pages. And it's going to show you all the specifications that you need to know to ride that bike optimally. That report is going to tell you what speed you need to be going exactly when you change gears, what gear you should be in when you're riding up a hill, the safety equipment you need for the activity, and the preparations you might need to make. How do you need to dress so that you don't end up with mud on your back if you're riding in the wind? What about if you're riding in the rain? What if you're riding in the wind? All of these things would be in this incredibly detailed report, based on their expertise and research. So we've heard about what it would be like with a therapist. We've now heard what it would be like with a consultant. Now let's bring the coach in. Now, what would happen if you engaged a coach to help you learn to ride the bike? Well, the coach might begin by finding out more about your goal. What is it about riding that interests you? They're going to help you get more in touch and motivated to start and stick with it. Then together, you and the coach will stand side by side with the bike. You are the one holding the bike, and eventually you'll be the one sitting on the seat too. With the coach's encouragement, you're going to learn to hold those handlebars and push forward and try it out. Maybe you have to wobble a little bit, but they're going to reassure you. They're going to ask you some questions and give you support. How's it going? How are you feeling? Oh, I see improvement. Look at how well you're doing. I can see that you've been practicing. They're going to tell you things like, what feels good about this and what's challenging so that you're really in the process of learning how to ride. And at the end of those sessions, you're going to have chosen an action to practice. So maybe being the bike rider, the new bike rider that you are, your action is to practice getting on the bike, putting on your helmet, and riding to the end of the block and back. But pretty soon, those actions are going to graduate into long road rides or interesting trail rides. All of these actions are the ones that you feel enthusiastic about because you're designing them with your coach as a partner. So you're feeling pretty solid. During the next coaching session, the coach is going to ask you, so how'd it go? Was it good? Did you do it? What did you learn? And soon you're going to find yourself back on that bike with your coach by your side because it's time for more practice. You're determined to learn this. And with your coach cheering you on as you wobble and eventually completely get up to speed, you're going to proudly ride off. So, do you see those differences? The therapist helps you overcome the past and helps you heal those past memories and process your emotions. The consultant gives you a real comprehensive report so that you have all of the things that you need to do. But the coach works side by side and encourages you to actually get on the bike, to learn how to ride the bike, to make your own mistakes, to get supported while you need it. Maybe you need somebody to cheer you on. So that is the difference between coaching, working with a consultant, and working with a therapist. Listen, I am so glad you're here listening to me. And now I want to hear from you. What do you think about comparing therapy and coaching and working with a consultant? Did this hit the mark for you? I'd like to hear. So take a screenshot of this episode and tag me at Candy Motzek. Tell me what you learned. Tell me what you're thinking. And tell me what you're going to do about it next. I would love it if you would take this explanation and make it your own. And then you too have got a way that you can explain what coaching is. If you want to hear more, you want more help, or if you just had enough of doing all of this on your own, or you're feeling kind of overwhelmed, then we should talk about how we could work together. Working with me is going to make your journey from startup to fully booked so much easier and fun too. So let's talk. Click the link in the episode notes to find out how to apply to work with me. And I'll be back to talk to you again next week. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.